I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation and empowering midwifery education. I have my dear friend, Brittany Contreras, with me. She is an amazing midwife locum recruiter for cross-country locums. I've known her since 2016, and she has just been an advocate for me, looking for assignments, other midwives I've sent her way. So thank you so much for being here today, Brittany.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for the opportunity to talk to you today.
So Brittany, tell me a little bit of what, I guess, your background, how you became a recruiter, why you're passionate about midwife locum assignments in particular.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I've been doing this for 11 years now, and actually kind of fell in my lap. Didn't know what I was doing. My mom had mentioned there was a new job, recruiting. And I always knew I had a passion for being in medicine. I just knew I couldn't do the blood, needles, and guts and all that. So I wanted to give back in a way in the medical industry, but not necessarily like seeing the patients. So it just kind of fell in my lap. Didn't know what I was getting myself into. Absolutely fell in love with it. I used it like a puzzle, like finding the position, finding the person, matching them up, and then getting to touch patients' lives through sending that practitioner. I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. I have been doing it for over 11 years, have not thought twice about quitting or anything. It's just a true passion. You don't have the same day twice. It's never a dull moment. It's always so much fun. You never know what you're going to hear from these providers and how many patients' lives they touch and the stories that you learn through. You meet so many friends. Never in a million years would I have thought this was even a position, medical recruiting.
Well, and it's kind of on the other side of it, the midwife recruiting, because you're like a subspecialty on top of subspecialty. There's just a few midwife locum recruiters across the country, and I'm very biased. I think you're the best. But I would love for you just to go high level. What is a midwife locum assignment compared to if they get a job somewhere else or they start their business? What is a locum midwife assignment?
Absolutely. So the locum midwife is a little bit different than your typical just travel nursing. You have the travel midwifery, which is new. A lot of people are starting to experience that there is other things than just your full-time midwifery job. This position is traveling. We have 3 months, 6 months, year contracts, part-time gigs, maternity leave, vacation coverages, you name it. We've got every type of position. Some are working in Indian reservations where they accept any state license. Others are working in clinics, hospitals locally. We have all different types. So whatever you're looking for, we can find that position. And we can even create a position. So if we know you're looking for a certain area, if you want to stay local, we can start calling in hospitals, clinics, and creating those positions for you. It's a great way if you're looking for something different, you're burned out, you're tired of the drama, you know, all the overhead. You just want to go in, do your job, and leave. That's what locum midwives is basically all about.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's the best of both worlds because I was getting so frustrated with healthcare. I had my birth center home birth practice close. I tried to become a good little employee for the bigger system and I crashed and burned because there's too many politics and too many things. I want to take care of people. I want to fix things. I want to solve problems now. And the system itself in healthcare sometimes doesn't keep up with the pace and the drive of what midwives are looking for. So I think midwife locum assignments, they're great for semi-retired midwives that want to travel the country and get paid and say, okay, I'll test it for 3 months by like it. I get to choose to stay longer. I get to choose the type of work I get to do in the hours. So I think that's that big pivotal mindset for you work for a job, you get a permanent position, you have to ask for vacation, you have to ask what days you want off in your schedule versus 1099 independent contractor with most locum assignments. You get to look at what they're asking for and you can say, look, I can't fill XYZ need, but I can do this. These are my skills. Let's create a win-win situation. And either they accept it or they don't. So you and I have made some really cool creative packages for some of these facilities. And I think that's half the fun to me is like, oh, I think you need this and you didn't even know you needed this yet.
It is so much fun. We extend an offer to them. They accept it or they don't. And honestly, they've all accepted it. We've had some really good luck in some neat positions that you've been in. Government facilities, you're able to give back. It's like a third world country, basically in the U.S. And it's these patients truly, truly need midwives like you and so many others.
Yeah, there's such a massive shortage of healthcare providers. I mean, we have helped with midwife practices getting open in different hospitals, filling in for gaps for maternity or just crisis shortages. And what would you say if someone's thinking about being a locum? I know my opinion of how I'll add to this, but what type of personality or what type of skills would someone have to be a locum midwife?
To be a locum midwife, you only need literally 2 years of experience with some recent births within the last 6 months. That is huge. The rest is just a bubbly personality, willing to hit the ground running because it's very little training that they give with locums, maybe a day of orientation, if that. And then they're expecting you to hit the ground running. I think if you just have the positive attitude, outgoing outlook on it, and not looking to go and change anything at the facility, you'll absolutely love travel midwifery.
Yeah. Well, and it's, and you got to have a little bit of a tougher skin, depending if you work nights, weekends, days, clinic versus, because a lot of these IHS facilities have just as much traveling nurses as they do traveling midwives. So we joked at 2 a.m, we'd be like, oh, the blind's leading the blind. Okay. We're going to give good care, prioritize. And, you're the lead on the unit. You have to be that eyes for the obstetrician that needs to be called in, especially the IHS facilities. This is the part I've really enjoyed is, I got spoiled as a new graduate in Alaska. You get very independent autonomy on these IHS facilities, on these certain places, because of the government and the structure and the TORCT Act and the relationship the midwives and obstetricians have built up. So I've really enjoyed that aspect versus you go to some of the places in the country and they're like, oh, you need to be supervised. You need to be babysat. And you really then be the opposite. You'd be like, are you sure you don't want to catch these twins and these breaches? Are you sure you don't want to do this? And you're like, oh my. So I think that's the cool part. You get to challenge your skills. You get to really know you can jump into any situation and be adaptable. So yeah, I've really enjoyed over the last few years. You and I have had, I mean, to get a call in the morning and be like, I'm sorry, Brittany, but this has happened. This has happened. Like, how do I handle this? And so you've been that amazing advocate for me. I mean, we could talk about crazy story after crazy story that I'm like, I feel like I have this energy that happens. I'm like, yep, this happened to me, I guess.
We could write a book on so many stories of things. I mean, yeah. Coyotes clawing your car. I mean, that just doesn't, we can't make this up.
Wild dogs eating cats in the top of the car in the middle of an IHS facility where you're like, oh, Freddy Krueger had fun on my car and I hope you had insurance on this thing.
It's never a dull moment, but it's so much fun. I mean, you could honestly write a book of all the experience, all the patients you've touched, all the cool stories that you have, everything you've seen, what you've got to, your family getting a camp. I mean, what a cool amazing
story. Kids are homeschooled. So this is something I think a lot, I brought it up on Nursing Uncharted podcast, was people have these myths and misunderstandings, just like running a business, what type of midwife you can be, what lifestyle you can have. Like, my kids are homeschooled. We've been using the locum. I do my consulting work. I do my online courses. I use locum contracts to keep up my skills as a midwife and to be able to travel the country where I get paid good money at the same time. So it creates these win-win situations that, yeah, we last fall, I was 5 months in Gallup and we traveled the country, Grand Canyon, took our kids, did all this wonderful stuff, stayed in the campground. I mean, my husband has different opinions about all this, but
we'll get there.
Yeah, but it's that life experiences. And so, yeah, I mean, there are certain situations where I just don't want people to feel I can't travel because I have young kids. I can't. I'm like, nurses do it all the time. Military does it all the time. Where is the stigma that happens of what you can do to be a good midwife, a good mom based on your schedule and your life? So yeah, I think having someone like you, Brittany, with contracting and negotiating and every step of the paperwork. I know I'm a unique high maintenance person with like the COVID and some of these paperwork. I fine tooth comb everything and ask lots of questions. The average recruiter, I would drive crazy, but you and I get along really well. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's huge to have that connection, especially, you know, we're going through each step of the way, you know, from finding the job to credentialing, you know, having an onboarding team, helping us through that. Timesheets, making sure your travel is taken care of from start to finish. We want to make sure you have that smooth transition. So it's so important to have someone that's going to be your biggest advocate to walk you through start to finish. And then also to find your next assignment, you know, as well.
Yeah, to be proactive, because an IHS facility, it's on average 3 to 4 weeks, depending on how quick the credentialing team is. But most of the time, because you don't have to worry about insurance side, it's more just hospital privileges getting it. But a lot of these other facilities, if you're going to a community hospital, the traditional system, it is still an average 2-3 months. They can't really accelerate the process because it's still, you need the state license. If you have the state license, they can do some accelerated insurance and some exemptions with the hospital privileges. But if you don't have a state license, it's no faster than somebody permanent. That's where they pay the buku bucks, because not everybody has a license in Florida. Not everybody has a license in all these states. So I think I have like 8 or 9 on my list right now and adding a couple more. But it's one of those things, part of your business. Like, where do you eventually want to travel? What do you want to do? Be proactive. Be like, okay, I want to go somewhere warm for the winter. Like, on my bucket list is Virgin Islands. So like, at some point, Brittany, you got to find me some time to go there.
Absolutely.
But it's that best of both worlds. You could do it full time. You could do it gaps between your business starting. You could do it as a fun side hustle as you're getting your practice going. You could do it as a gap between job from one to the other. Like, okay, my credentialing is not going to start for a while. Maybe I'll go help out an IHS facility and get some income, keep my skills up. So there's a lot of ways that midwifery assignments, I know I talk to people all the time that ask me, Leslie, how do I read this contract? Leslie, how do I find a right locum assignment? So Brittany, if they call you, what would be the first things you'd want from them? Because I know there's a lot of paperwork. You've got a whole stack and file on me. So you've probably got it on everybody else too.
Absolutely. The biggest thing is the resume and like certifications. The more you can send me up front, the more, as soon as we get that assignment ready, it's less, you know, like stressing, hurry up to get your credentials. And it's so much easier to prepare. We can go ahead and pre-populate a lot of the hospital applications, our credentialing. So the more you can send me up front, the better. And I'll organize it on your file. And it just makes a smoother transition.
Well, and it's one of those things, the more trainings and certifications and the more diversity you can add, the more value, the more likely you're to get to an assignment, get better pay, get your better terms. Because if you can do a first assist, you can do ultrasounds, you can do Nexplanons and IUDs and all these extra trainings, you've got ACLS versus BLS, your NRP, everything is rock solid that they don't have to wait for XYZ to be done. You're more favorable than another candidate. So it's always about just being proactive, showing your value, just like when you're interviewing for a permanent position. They want to know you have strong skills and that you're going to be safe and competent to fill in their needs they have.
Absolutely. I love doing the midwife positions way more than button PPA. There's just something about it. Staffing.
I think you love dentists. I don't know. You raved about how much you love those dentists.
I love everything I do. I love helping people. That's my true passion. It's just, I have a niche for it and just loving helping, loving on people, yeah. Walking it one step by step. And you don't get that in a permanent job. You don't have like that best friend to help you through the whole process, yeah. Or that recruiter or the huge advocate. I have everyone's back that works with me, you know, as yeah. a provider. I'm always there to go to bat. You know, looking for different pay raises.
Well, even just the little things, it's not just the pay, it's the housing, it's the day to day. I mean, you learn, okay, not this position is open. You learn, okay, what was really important to me was a good OB collaboration. Like when we talked about what each midwife is looking for, when you talk about the mixes, you get their priorities. Like, I like the smaller community hospitals. I like a really good collaborating physician. I'm not too stressed about high risk or about limited resources because I come from birth center home. That doesn't scare me. Like, so you get the comfort level of, no, I want a really big high risk facility where there's lots of people. We have a large volume. That's where I'm comfortable. There's going to be different assignments out there for all these different types of midwives.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't tell you how many midwives that I have worked with that have retired and keep coming back. They're like, you know, I'm just not ready to hang it up. I keep saying I'm retiring, but I'm just not ready.
I don't think midwives ever want to retire. Catching another baby is just like, yeah, it's, I hear it all the time. And so there's so much possibility. So yeah, I would say there's probably like 3 core companies out there that do midwife locums. And then there's a lot more smaller companies that I just giggle now because I've been doing it for so long. But when there's a new recruiter, you can tell they aren't used to working with midwives. I want midwives to know picking somebody good on your team that understands your licensure and your scope of practice, because you're squeezed between physicians and nurses. And sometimes if there's some challenges on the unit and heads up, you need someone on your recruiter side backing you. And I think a lot of these agencies, and I've learned it the hard way, don't. So I think, Brittany, I can't stress enough about you. What would be a good way for them to get a hold of you if they have questions, they want to learn more about the upcoming positions available?
Absolutely. I am very flexible. Texting, email, phone calls, whatever's the most convenient. I can put it in the chat in this video, so that way everyone has it as well. But I'm very flexible and whatever works best for everyone.
Perfect. Well, I will put all your contact information underneath and I will share this with lots of people. But yeah, I'm in the early stages of making a locum midwife course, and definitely Brittany and I are going to make it together because she knows so much on the back end of helping. Because if we can create a win-win, we get some paperwork ahead of time, you get things taken care of and make it a smooth, streamlined process. It's going to make everybody happier. And then you can do more assignments. And then, I mean, that's a cool part. You don't get paid if there's no assignments. Like, I like it when there's win-win situations. Like, you get a cut if the assignments extend, they love the midwife, you treat the midwives well, you get a long-standing, we as midwives like to have long-term relationships. We don't like to just be an assembly line and turnover. So you definitely fit that midwife locum recruiter.
I'm a huge advocate. I've even had a midwife stay with me at my house. So my house is always welcome. Anyone that's, you know, traveling through, I love just catering to try to make your stay as best as it possibly can. Your transition as best as it can go into place to place, different assignments. So I
Yeah.
absolutely love it. It's very rewarding. It's one of the best, like most rewarding experiences I've had.
Oh, well, I definitely appreciate you when I call you the next morning or I call you in the middle of the night and be like, I've slipped in the snow and I've fallen and can't get up. I'm supposed to be coming in for a baby, but now EMS is coming to get me. Like, you and I have had all kinds of fun stories depending on where you want to travel. Maybe you should stay in the desert if you don't like snow and don't want to worry about slipping and falling. I thought maybe from Michigan I'd be okay, but nope. So Brittany and I have had all kinds of crazy conversations, and that's the whole point, is you want someone that you feel trustworthy, confident. She knows I'm a hard worker. I know she's a hard worker. And that's building that trusting relationship with your recruiter that you get to have over the years. So yeah, Brittany is amazing. I would highly recommend her to anyone. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.